Blog Talk Radio. Lord, I thank you for what you've done for me. For how you made a way out of no way. For when I was in sorrow, you lifted me. When I didn't know how I was going to pay my bills, you made a way out of no way.
I can't do anything but thank God today. I just give him glory. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. I thank him because he is, amen, the object of worship. Amen. His son Jesus is the object of worship. Amen. He chose me to praise him. And with my lips, I thank him. And I praise him today. I praise him. Amen, because he is the Most High God. He is the High Priest. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He is unchangeable. How awesome he is. His grace, amen, and truth, amen, is literally above everything. Amen. Hallelujah, that we can even imagine. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank him. I celebrate him. Amen. I thank him. Amen, because, amen, he's been good to me. Thank you, Jesus. If it wasn't for him, I would have made mistakes more than you could even imagine. But hallelujah, he allowed me a chance to see another day. Woke me up this morning. Amen. And God, amen, being how awesome he is, he's over all things. And everything, amen, even the evil, got to obey him. I praise him. I thank him for allowing me a chance to see another day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He allows my faith to operate in the earth realm. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He's omnipotent. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The only God. Hallelujah. The only begotten Son of the Father. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He possesses the fullness of the Godhead, both body and soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, and Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. Amen. Being the Son of God. Amen. You shed your blood. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, that I not only came out of your side, your blood, but your water. And your water was the living water, amen, that purifies and cleanses us from all unrighteousness, as well as your blood. Hallelujah. I thank you for your blood. I ask you to let your blood just flow, amen, upon your people, those that are sick. Amen. Those that are incarcerated, those that are going through, amen. Because, God, you are an unchangeable God. You change not, amen. And you love those, amen, that are going through. What a merciful God. I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In you I live and move and have my being. Father, I just lift you up and glorify you. Amen. Amen. And hallelujah. And thank you. I declare and decree the works of God be made known today. That he's holy, holy, holy. He's Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. I declare and decree, amen, over Israel, amen, success, amen, concerning, amen, the will of God, amen, and the enemy be defeated concerning Israel. Oh, I praise God. I praise God, amen, for allowing me to have Christian beliefs today and purifying my heart, amen, and allowing me to accept, amen, your perfect will, amen, and your love, amen, hallelujah, that you have given and bestowed upon my life. I thank you, Lord God, for those that, amen, don't understand that there, amen, is one God. I thank you for allowing me a chance to be obedient to a true God, amen, that cannot, amen, deny, that has the love unfinished, amen, that is faithful. Oh, Father, I praise you, amen. Thank you, Jesus. I give you glory, all honor, and all the praise. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's not on my own that I could do anything. But, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You allowed me a chance to see another day. My heart is fixed, God, and my mind is made up. I thank you. I think I could have been dead in my grave, but I want to worship you. I want to worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The angels, they worship you, and they praise you, and they give you glory all day long. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Amen. The Jesus, amen, that is, hallelujah, above everything that is to be known and understood. Amen. Concerning the will of the Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That will defeat the Antichrist and his purpose down here on the earth. Amen. That will defeat all of the false, amen, prophets and all of the pagan gods and all of those. Because God, amen, not only did you give commandments, but you also, amen, made it known that no false god, no idol god, no god can stand before you. Amen. And I praise you, God. Hallelujah. Because I go through all those shyness. Hey, praise God. Praise God. He can't even shy. Because you have not let the enemy exact over me and rule and reign over me. Although he has tried, he has been defeated on every hand. Oh, God, I worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I love you. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I pray for America and all the other nations that you would move, amen, by your spirit, amen, and that you would begin to, thank you, Jesus, destroy the works of Satan in the name of Jesus, in the earth realm. Amen. Because, Lord God, ain't nothing impossible for you. Oh, God, we can stand still and see the salvation of the Lord today because of you. Because of your word has made us strong, amen, and more than a conqueror, amen, through him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that believe and trust in the Lord. I thank you for your living water. I thank you for, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for your will. I thank you for a life of surrender. I thank you, Lord God, that I have surrendered all of my life to you. And I thank you for a life of suffering, amen, because, Lord God, it's important for me to bear and carry my cross, amen. I thank you for bringing me out of confusion and danger, amen. And I thank you for bringing the saints out of confusion and danger. I thank you for the church, amen, being able to grow in holiness and righteousness and truth today in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, that you have awakened Mount Zion. You have awakened the church, amen. And the church, amen, is coming forth and not going to sleep anymore. And that these old unrighteous preachers and prophets, amen, will be literally, amen, exposed, amen, in the name of Jesus. So that, amen, the coming king, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, the king of kings and Lord of lords can come in. Because we're supposed to be like John the Baptist, amen, making the way straight, amen, for the king to come in. So I ask you, Lord God, to move all unrighteousness out of the way today, God, in the name of Jesus. And those that speak and try to do against your will. Having all these self-righteous programs and seminars and all these things that are not amounting to anything. I ask you to open up their eyes so that they can see what's before them, because destruction is on the way, God. And I ask you, Lord God, to save them from that world of destruction. I thank you for your compassion today, God. Oh, what a compassionate God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a conquering God. Hallelujah. What a God that manifests, amen, his mercy in the earth realm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Abba, Father. Hallelujah. I can say that freely. Hallelujah. Abba, Father. He's my Father. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for your unchangeableness. Lord God, you're God that don't change. Hallelujah. Can't nobody compare you with anybody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For you are conquering king. Oh, God, I thank you right now. Because, Lord God, hallelujah, you have made it convenient for us in America. And America, Lord God, need to run back. They need to turn back to their founder. Hallelujah. And their creator and their maker. Lord God, so I stand in the gap, Lord God, for your people, and I ask you, Lord God, to remove, hallelujah, Satan's deception from them. I bind you up, Lucifer, in the name of Jesus, and I scatter your works by the power of God that's on the inside of me. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, for I serve a God, hallelujah, that devil shite, that can do everything but fail. I serve a God that's compassionate, and I serve a God that can develop. That is a consolator, that gives comfort to his saints. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing impossible for him. He cannot fail. He cannot be destroyed. He cannot be intimidated. Nor can he be tempted. I thank you, God. I thank you, God, for endurance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for the mind to want to stay with you, God. Because you, God, our Lord, you God, our Creator. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God, that you allow us to come before you in our state of mess. And you clean up our mess, God. I'm asking you to move by your Spirit, God. Touch lives all over the land. Send forth healing and deliverance. In the name of Jesus, I burn up this Iran president in the name of Jesus and his mind in the name of Jesus, because it is corrupted. You see, God called Israel prophet a long time ago, and those that bless Israel, he will bless them, but those that curse Israel, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. God told me to tell you, the curse will return back to you, because they are his chosen people. They are his firstborn sons and daughters in the land of the living. When everything else seemed to have fallen, in the name of Jesus, God stepped in at the beginning of creation and made it right for his people. One seed, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and his name was set. He decided he would call on the name of the Lord, and we've been calling on the name of the Lord ever since. So God, I'm praying right now that you would move by your Spirit and bring forth more that want to be like Seth, more that want to be like Enoch, more that want to be like Abraham, more that want to be like Noah, more that want to be the authorable Messiah, hallelujah, like Isaac and Jacob, more that want to be, hallelujah, like Judah, hallelujah, and Joseph, more that want to be like the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, in the name of Jesus. Bring us forth, God, that we might understand your likeness. We need to be like you. We need to be like you, God. We need to be like you, God. I want you to listen to this. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We need to be more like you, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Listen to this, saints.
Turn around and tell somebody, say, neighbor, Jesus knows how much you can bear. Come on, tell somebody else beside you, say, neighbor, whatever you're going through. Oh, come on, say it like you really mean it. Say, neighbor, whatever you're going through, this morning, Jesus knows how much you can bear. Here we go, come on.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Jesus knows how much we can bear. Amen. Let's get into the talk for today. Amen. And it's coming out of Psalms 113. And I always give you a thought to meditate upon. And we need to meditate upon His Word as often as we pick up the Bible. Amen. We literally need to meditate upon His Word. It said, praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Amen. That's the meditation, amen, for today. Amen. And then we're going over to Corinthians, amen, 11th chapter. You know, the Bible clearly states that as often as we come together, we need to partake of the Lord's Supper. So I've been doing this, amen, for quite some time on Blog Talk Now. And God is getting the glory out of it. I even feel better in my body. Amen. And I don't know about you guys, but, you know, I don't know. I'd rather have a headache than a heartache. Amen. I'd rather suffer with a headache than to suffer because I've done something wrong toward God or did anything. I'm very meek in that area, and it tears me up. Amen. If I think something wrong or do something wrong and it's out of the will, I just get all upset and go to the left, amen, and God has to pull me back in. So I'm very careful about how I walk before Him. And when I take the Lord's Supper, when I'm sick in my body or going through anything, because sometimes I have my good days and bad days, God literally, it just makes me feel uplifted and makes me feel good, amen. It's something in Jesus' blood that's more greater than anything in the world. Amen. That blood and that water that came out of His side, amen, is a distinct definition, amen, of His cleansing power, amen. And His DNA, amen, is a representative in the earth realm to show that I belong to Him. I belong to Him. Can't no devil say I have anything of Him. Can't no man in England or over in another country say I have any DNA in Him. Amen, or from her, amen, because my DNA comes from Jesus Christ, my Savior. So the devil is defeated, amen. Every time the angels pass by and see the blood and the DNA, they say, yeah, that's God's child, amen. So praise God. If you have your bread, amen, the Bible said in 11th chapter, 1 Corinthians, 24th verse, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. You may take your bread now. Then it said, after the same manner, also he took this cup, the cup, when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. If you have your juice, you may drink it now. Praise God. Amen. I just give God the glory. And for those that cannot afford to go and buy the whole package out of the Bible bookstores, you can get you can use some crackers, cracker crumbs, and break the crackers up and use those until you can get to the bookstore and get your grape juice. Now, I don't partake in the wine because it's not, I'm a Nazarite, amen, and God told me, you know, whatever I do, I don't have to partake in the wine because it would be against me and my the way God has trained me to be a Nazarite. Thank you, Jesus. And the Nazarite doesn't have strong drink and there's certain guidelines that they have to go through, and that's number 6. And you can read that, and you can see Nazarite, amen, is literally a minister, a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen, and it can be male or female. That's why it kills me when all of these old pastors come up with saying a woman ain't supposed to preach and trying to kill out a woman. Woman just got just as much right to preach as a man. Thank you, Jesus. And I had talked to you about Miss Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abomination of the earth, amen, and what is getting ready to occur on the earth. And I implore you, I ask you to literally set your focus, amen, on end time, amen, as well as what God is speaking, amen, and concerning his son, Jesus Christ, and his coming. Because it's not going to be a long time away. And we need to support Israel. Israel really need our support. The president of Iran made a statement that he was going he's literally planning on wiping out Israel. Amen. And he said within the next 2 to 3 years, Israel will be gone. That means he's going to take his nuclear bombs and go over there and try to literally blow Israel off the map. Amen. But see, if he knew my God, how great is our God, then he would know that anybody that touches Israel, they're under a curse. They're literally being defeated right before, amen, their eyes, and they cannot understand. They're turning against each other. They're fighting against each other. And I speak right now, and I prophesy that the Iranians begin to fight against each other, that they begin to get confused and begin to fight literally against each other. Amen. And I declare that, and I decree that, they won't be unified. The Muslims need to be literally stopped from being unified. Amen. And what they have done, they've come into America and set up more mosques all over America in the states, amen, in certain cities, so that when the Antichrist comes, he will have access, amen, to America freely, amen. I've told you about selling your land and selling your land to these foreigners, because when they come in and begin to set up camp, amen, and they're doing it already, the Muslims are, they don't want Americans to nobody to speak about God and Christ, amen, Jesus, amen. And I'm telling you, that's it's sick. That's all I can say. It's perverted. That's all I can say. It's unrighteous. That's all I can say. When you take God out, amen, ain't nothing left but the devil. And that's what he want to do. He had been trying to form a one-world government ever since the beginning of creation. Amen. He mingled. He literally had relationship with Eve and caused Eve to be impregnated with Cain. And you can find that in John. I have to find the chapter what it's in. But Cain is the seed of Satan. And one of the things that God had told him, he said, because you have done this evil toward mankind and his creation and stuff like that, he said, the seed of the woman is going to bruise your head, and you're going to bruise the heel of the woman's seed. So Jesus, amen, was and is to come. He is the woman's seed that defeated Satan. The Bible says Jesus, amen, died on the cross, went down in hell, stayed in the belly of hell 3 days, and whoop, I tell you, he defeated Satan and took the keys to death, hell, and the grave. We no longer have to go and walk around in fear of dying, because before Jesus came, everybody that died were tormented. Amen. And when they died, they were literally taken into hell. Amen. Because, amen, of what had occurred. And the Bible let us know that after Jesus, nobody died and went to hell anymore. Even in Jude, the Bible said Michael went to hell and got Moses out of hell, and Moses was the servant of God. Amen. And he didn't bring the devil no railing accusations, but he literally rebuked him. Amen. So Satan has been trying to do evil all over the world. And I think I told you about setting up the one world government, taking a census, amen, and giving everybody, amen, a number. We're going to be labeled as numbers now, not by name, but by number. And when you go into the computer, you're going to see that you can pull up Satan's number 666 of the Antichrist, and find out his name and the location where he resides, amen, and who he is, so you'll know him by number, amen, and I give God the glory. There won't be any great use of currency anymore, because it's going to be all into one system, one banking system. And when you get a paycheck, it's going to go into that banking system. And when you get ready to spend anything, you're going to go on the computer and purchase the things that you need. And then if you have to go out, there's going to be special cards that are going to be given, amen, that people are going to use to purchase produce. But it's going to have the number 666 on it, or it's going to be embedded into your skin somewhere where you, it can be scanned to see that you are a part of the Antichrist and his will. God will get the glory out of everything. We don't have to worry about what God is doing. All we have to do is just literally assist him. He needs people in the earth realm to assist him. Satan, Antichrist, is going to set up the system like Joseph did with Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, when the famine time came. We are in global recession. We are in famine now, and it's not going to get any better. And what it's going to do is the government is going to literally, Satan is, Antichrist is going to be the government, and he's literally going to control, amen, the economy, amen, all the resources. And I have told you how he's going to literally use the economy against Israel. Israel sits right in the middle. It's in the core of the earth realm. Amen. And so it's not where it can have accessibility to the seas, amen, so readily. It can run when problems and things occur. But God, amen, has been their divine gatekeeper. He's been their divine keeper, amen, over the land of Israel for thousands of years. Amen. So as the Antichrist set up this system like Joseph, amen, thank you, Jesus, and try to have everything up under governmental control, in order to buy or to sell, you must have the mark of the beast. Amen. You're going to have where you're going to be literally placed in houses that are going to be whereas you don't have much accessibility to getting around and being mobile to go out and do things, because it's going to be just like you in prison. You're going to have not going to have the freedom. The freedom is going to be taken away from God's people as well as the people of the world when the Antichrist begins to reign. And for many people that don't understand that if we turn our lives around and turn it back to God, amen, who is the author and finisher of our faith, then and only then will we be able to be free and not accept the mark of the beast. I'm advising people that don't have, seeds, to go out and purchase seeds. Seeds will last for a long time. And start learning how to raise your own foods, and start learning how to cultivate the little land that you have. That's why I'm telling you not to say, because land goes from generation to generation. He might not. We don't know when Jesus is coming. Amen. No man know the days nor the hour. But in the future, I don't care if it's down the third or fourth generation to come, amen, if we don't pass something on to our children, which is a heritage, amen, which is the Lord God Almighty, amen, and his word, amen, and keep some Bibles in your home, because after a while they're going to fix the Muslims and various other beliefs, going to try to have it fixed in America itself and all over the world, where Bibles will not have, we won't have accessibility to Bibles or be able to call on the name of the Lord in public places or do things. They're already trying to do that now. So begin to make preparation. Amen. God has always provided, and he always made preparations for the earth realm. Amen. And for his people in the earth realm, despite of the wickedness that Satan has done to his people. You know, and so get seeds and save them up. Amen. And then tell your next generation, whatever you do, keep some seeds in the house. and learn how to cultivate the land. Learn how to be more professional. The Antichrist is going to use all different kind of ways and traps, amen, through its influence to cause the body of Christ and the people to suffer and be up under his reign. So we need to be careful, amen, to always be before the Lord and trust God. Amen. Some of us are going to faint. Some of us are going to want to kill ourselves because of the suffering and the global recession. Like I say, it's not going to get any better, and it's better that we be prepared. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And like I say, I'm not telling you to jump and do something, amen, and then we don't know the day and hour. I don't know the day and hour, but I'm telling you the wisdom of God, amen. If you apply the wisdom of God, then you have saved a whole generation of people that can go to the next generation and the next generation. So watch out for the Antichrist. And there are two Antichrists that are going to come on the scene. And I have explained that, and I will go into detail. We have heard about wars and rumors of wars, Matthew 24, 1 through 7, 8 through 6. Jesus spake about this concerning the beginning of these events over 2,000 years ago. We have heard about wars far back as ancient time A.D. and as far as up today when America and a few years ago, Saddam Hussein, and then now we are still with Al-Qaeda and bin Laden and all of this wickedness that in other wars that are in the world fighting today. I think that's over 126 wars in the world today that are being fought all over the world today. Amen. And these are the end times. For Christ said, after the end will come. No man know the day nor the hour, but this is true. God cannot lie. We are getting ready to enter into the tribulation period, and famine is getting ready to hit world with recession or depression. That's already done hit the world. Told you about the black horse, amen, and hurt not the oil and the wine. The wine represents the people and the oil represents the anointing. The anointed ones. The church is not ready to face these issues because of their spirit man, amen, and it's not being developed because of these old pastors and these old fake and false pastors that are leading God's flock literally astray. They want to play church. They want to do everything but do the will and not build up the spirit man. The spirit man must be built up, amen, and the only way that it can be built up is through prayer and fasting. You must have a relationship with God, amen. You must go to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And allow him to train you, develop. And then also, God needs you, amen. He's not to where he's so high that he don't want to use you and don't want to be with you and don't need you. He wants you to do several things, amen, that's assigned to you on earth. And Satan literally tries to stop that assignment by bringing in deception, diversion, all kind of sickness and disease and all kind of lies. He works on you with lies, amen, and tormenting and deception. But when you go back to God, amen, and you begin to repent and allow God, yield yourself to God and allow him to use you, amen, he will use you and get the glory out of you. And there is a great reward because he said those that are his have a special inheritance. So I'm crying out for Israel today. If you don't know God, amen, it's turn to him, allow him to be your Lord and Savior, and accept Jesus Christ as being that Lord and Savior, amen, that died on the cross for us and that is risen and sit right now on the right-hand side of Father God, making intercession for us. This is the will of God, that we flow by the Spirit of God, that we get in tune with the truth and help Israel out. Israel need our help. I am a black woman, amen, and I have a great word from the Lord. I have been oppressed, amen, by the enemy. I have suffered by the hands of the enemy. I have suffered by the hands of those that were ignorant, amen, concerning the knowledge and the will of God because of what they perceive or what they wanted to do or what they didn't want to do. And a lot of times when we suffer the very essence of the body of Christ, amen, and try to separate the wheat from the tare and don't know that the Bible said, Jesus said, don't separate the wheat from the tare. Let them grow up together. Somebody got to understand that you're killing out the wheat. Amen. And that wheat needs to grow up, amen, and do what thus said the Lord. So because of our prejudice, We won't allow the truth to go in. We suppress. We kill our own people. Amen. And being a Christian body, we shouldn't do it. So I'm telling you, this word is true, and you better listen to what the Spirit is saying to the church. Amen. What the Spirit is saying to the body of Christ. This is the Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. And it can only speak truth. Ain't no lie in it. God bless. Have a great day.